Mishnah Yomis for Thursday. Yud Aleph Menachemov, Le'ilu Nishmas, Imim Rossi, Tikva Bas Avram Asher, Alav Aleha Shalom. Yotzeit Yud Aleph Menachemov. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Hay. Ze Baba Chavisei, Ze Baba Kirasei. A fellow is coming on one side with his barrel, and the other fellow coming in the other from the other direction with his beam, and they bump into each other. Nishbaro kadosh shel ze bekarosa shel ze, and the pitcher of the one fellow got broken with the beam of the other. Potter, the owner of the beam, is exempt. Because each one of them have full permission to walk in the public domain, and each one should be careful from the other. The owner of the barrel should be careful; he shouldn't bump into the beam. Hoyo bal kerishain, but if they're going behind each other, and the owner of the beam is in front, or balachaves achra, and the owner of the barrel is coming behind, nishbra chaves bakera, and the barrel gets punctured or gets damaged by the kera, by the beam that's running in front of him, potter balakera. So the owner of the beam is exempt. Why? Because the owner of the barrel should be careful not to bump into the beam that's in front of him. He should have been careful. However, vim omat balakera, what happens if the owner of the beam stopped suddenly from the weight of what he was carrying, and the owner of the barrel did not realize that he had stopped suddenly, and he kept on walking, and then his pitcher got broken by the abrupt stop of the owner of the beam, chayav. Then the owner of the beam is chayav to pay, because he was negligent in not warning the owner of the barrel behind him to just pause, to wait. If he didn't warn him, that's like mazik v'dam. It's like causing actively damaging him. V'momer lebalachovis amoid. If, however, the owner of the beam gave him ample warning and said stop, just wait, potter, then the owner of the beam is exempt from paying for damages because he gave him warning. The Gemara explains that when is it necessary for the owner of the beam to give him warning? That's if he's making a quite a clear stop. He's not just fixing it on his shoulders and getting it better on him. If, however, he wasn't having a real stop, he was just paused for a moment to fix the package on him properly, or to fix the beam properly on him. Since this is the normal way of people that are carrying packages, carrying things, and therefore it's quite natural for a person to just pause for a moment to fix it and put it back on his shoulders. That much the owner of the barrel should have been prepared for, and if he didn't, and if he was so close to the owner of the barrel, to the owner of the beam, then the owner of the beam is exempt for damages, even if he didn't warn him. Because this is something that one does normally, and if he's just busy just fixing it on his shoulder a bit, then he's not expected at the same time to warn his friend. This was not called an abrupt stop. It's something that naturally occurs when people carry things. What happens if it was the reverse order? Says the Mishnah further, Hoyo balachavis risha, the owner of the barrel was, or the pitcher was in front, or balakera acharon, and the owner of the beam was behind him. Nishbra hachavis bakera, chayav. If the barrel gets broken by the beam that comes up right up behind him, he's a chayiv. The owner of the beam is chayiv. Why? Because it's always the one behind that has to be careful not to get too close to the one in front and not to bump into him. And if he didn't, then he's caused the damage. He's chayiv. However, once again, like in the previous case, v'imamad balachobis, if the one in front, the owner of the barrel, stopped abruptly to rest, it wasn't just to fix up something, then potter. Then the owner of the beam is potter, because he didn't get notice. He was all of a sudden, the fellow in front stopped and stopped there, not just to fix for a moment. He stopped there for a while. Then he didn't warn him to stop. Then potter. Then the owner of the beam is exempt for any damages caused to the owner of the barrel in front of him. It's the owner of the barrel's fault. V'imamar levalakera hamoid. If the owner of the barrel in front said to the owner of the beam behind him, just wait, I need to rest for a moment. Chayav. then the owner of the beam is chayev, because he didn't obey, he didn't follow the warning, he went right into the owner of the pitcher's barrel, so then he's chayev. If, however, the owner of the barrel just stood there to fix the package that was on him, even if he didn't warn the owner of the coat of the balakera, he didn't warn him, nevertheless he's bechayev, as we said before. And the same thing will occur if someone was holding a candle and the one behind him was holding a flax, some flax, or the other way around. It'll be the same thing as we said before, that always the one who's coming behind has to be careful not to get too close or to bump into the one in front of him. And once again, if it's the owner in the front that abruptly stopped, then the person behind him is not, it's not his fault for bumping into the guy in the front. The chiddush here is, over the previous case of the barrel and the beam, is that here you might have thought that because he's carrying a candle, he's carrying a ner, it's something which is hezek mermotzo, it's much more of a damage or an occurring damage, and therefore maybe you might have thought the owner of the candle has to be even more careful, even if he's gay in front. Comes the Mishnah and says no, same rules apply, as we said before, in the case of the barrel and the beam. Mishnah Vav. Here we talk about people that bump into each other in the public thoroughfare in the course of running or walking. Shnaim Shom Halkan B'Shusarabi. Two people are walking in the public area, in a public thoroughfare, Shusarabi, and one is opposite each other. Echad Ratz, or one next to each other. Echad Ratz V'Echad Mahalech. One is running, one is walking. Oshishneim, or maybe they're both running. Vizikuzesa, but they caused injury to each other, they damaged each other without intent. Shneim v'torin, they're both equally exempt, because each one caused their damage to the other. They're each equally responsible. Some of Foshim even go as far as to say that even if they actively damage each other, even unintended, that they actually hit each other, but it was not an intention to hit to Mazik, since they both did an action to each other, they're potter. That's how some understand it. Now, the Gemara explains that when the Mishnah says one was running and one was walking, and we still say that they're both exempt, it's only if it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Then we say that even the fellow who was running in the street had permission to run, it's understood that he's running, because he's probably running to prepare the needs for Shabbos. Or he's talking about a case where it's Erev Shabbos and it's very, very close to Dak, and even if he's running for other things, but he's running with permission because he's hurrying to finish off what he has to do before Shabbos enters, that's also an excuse, a valid reason for someone to be running. And that's why we say that the one who's running is exempt, even though the other fellow was doing the normal thing, which is walking through a public thoroughfare, and the other fellow is doing something different, which is running. People don't normally run in the Shusarabim. Nevertheless, we say the person who ran is still potter, because it's expected. That's what people expected to do, Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, or when it's or doing things for the Shabbos or the Yom Tov. But if it would be occurring in any other day of the year, and one was walking, one was running, then the one who was running is always chayev. Why? And we're not talking about behind each other. They're running alongside each other. And that's because he did a shinui. He changed from the norm. People did not, at least in those days, people did not go running around. Yidden did not go running around in the streets. And therefore, since he's mashana, since he changed from the norm, and that caused damage to the other fellow who was walking, he would be chayev during the rest of the year, during normal times. However, if they're both running, and they're both mashane, they're both doing something out of the norm, since they're both acting out of the norm, and they injured each other, then even during the rest of the year, they will both be exempt.